Last week, a young man died, a senseless death at the airport in Istanbul. Hal Rosenthal was a member of my staff who was on his way to a conference on the problems of the Middle East when he lost his life in a terrorist attack. As one of a number of helpless people who were killed or injured in that attack. He was 29 years of age. That blow, that extinction of a young life, puts into sharp and agonizing focus so that all may see what we all too frequently forget. Politics is about people, about individuals with individual problems, individual hopes, and individual aspirations and individual agonies. And politicians must be dedicated to people. It is our duty, our reason for offering ourselves for office, our reason for offering our party as a way, the best way, to govern our country. And I speak as a fellow Republican who has been successful in running with progressive views in New York, the second largest state of our nation, with a 2-to-1 Democratic registration, and including the city of New York, long a Democratic Party bastion. Our challenge is to broaden the base of support among the people of the United States and to give the people the reasons why they should vote Republican in November. And although in 1976 the Republican voice may be conservative in impulse and tone, we are about to face a national election in which we must bespeak the aspirations and the will of millions of Americans who are Democrats and independents if we are to keep a Republican administration in the White House. This will not be done with rhetoric, but it can be done with reason. Men and women in public life nowadays have every reason to be uneasy about surveys which show widespread disenchantment with the United States political process. And we Republicans, in particular, must be concerned with other surveys which indicate that our party is the declared party of only 1/5 to 1/4 of the American people. We need to, and we can, forge a Republican majority of the American people as we give them reason to understand that our party is their party, that we are a people's party, and this is not only for ourselves, but also for the two-party system, which is so essential to our freedom. For our two-party system can hardly be sustained if the party division gets too lopsided. We have always prided ourselves on being the party of equal opportunity for the individual, and the party that is dedicated to the right of the individual as much as possible to live his or her own life. But we Republicans who have had many achievements at home and abroad have not yet cracked the way to deal with human vicissitudes and human catastrophes with the aid of government, but based upon Republican principles. Cancer, stroke, and heart disease always are expected to strike other people, not someone you know or I know. It's always someone else who is expected to be unemployed. It's always someone else who needs a daycare center to care for her child so that she can hold a job, or someone else whose parents need housing or long-term medical care. It's always someone else, or it's always a number of someone else's, or a class, or a headline. While the headlines don't cry the tears of individual hurt and individual need, when the television cameras leave the supermarket, the prices are still too high for elderly people on fixed incomes who are deprived or bewildered. And they need their Social Security, and they need their Medicare. And when there is a recession and millions are laid off, the unemployed still suffer agonies. And that, my fellow Republicans, is what politics is all about. It's about helping those who can't help themselves. And it's about making sure that every citizen has an opportunity to help himself or herself. It's about easing the burden of people, real people, with real problems. It's about enabling them to make decisions about the kind of people they wish to be and the kind of country they wish to live in and the kind of world they wish to shape. The principles we Republicans expound and the measures we take must ring true. They must be, and they must appear to be, responsive to the will and the needs of our fellow citizens. Political programs must give practical answers to the problems and aspirations of people. They are not ends in themselves. Politicians worry about the jobless, about how to carry the welfare burden. They decry the crime rate, are alarmed by inadequate productivity, and feel the dangers of decay and bankruptcy. Also in our great older cities. But behind every discussion of the jobless is an individual suffering the pain and the shame of being unable to provide for himself or his family. Behind the rising crime rate are individual people who have been hurt, maimed, robbed, or murdered, and whole families destroyed by a member who is an addict or a juvenile felon. Behind every food stamp and every school lunch program is a life-giving potential for undernourished and hungry children. Behind inadequate productivity is inadequate capital investment and lowered worker morale. There are remedies, and they can be Republican remedies. They can range from a strengthened private pension system, which we have now, and which is beginning to get started under the new federal pension reform law, to stock ownership by workers and cooperative programs with business for internal employment, manpower training and education, especially of the recession type unemployed. From enhanced welfare payments as an option in lieu of revenue sharing to government business projects for the rehabilitation of felons and addicts, our opportunities are great, indeed they're infinite. The point is, and this is the critical matter to be emphasized to you, that we must accept our role, that we must find solutions, and that Republican solutions are practicable and can be superior to the simplistic application of government money and bureaucratic administration of the Democrats to the depression-created nostrums of the 30s. They have either been long since completed, or their purpose is completely out of date.